Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Now, during the weekdays, we've been looking at the Acts of the Apostles, but on Sundays, we've been going back to the Gospel. And today, being the fourth Sunday of Easter, is Good Shepherd Sunday. Each year, we have a section of John chapter 10, which is the section of the Good Shepherd that we review. So this being the second in the cycle, cycle B, we begin at verse 10 and go through verse 18. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep who do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down, and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as I said, today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and John chapter 10 has so many amazing stories and ideas about a good shepherd and what a good shepherd does. And in fact, there was Philip Keller was an author back in probably the 70s, maybe the early 80s, who wrote a number of books. He was a shepherd, and he wrote a book, A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, and another book on A Shepherd Looks at John chapter 10, and really giving us some wonderful insights. And one of the things we see in this particular passage, however, is that Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," and then he says it again, "A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Now, when we talk about being a good shepherd, the word for good there is a qualitative word that is about his character, not about his qualifications. In other words, it's not saying that he's good at being a shepherd or good at the things that shepherds need to be good at. It means that he has a quality of goodness in his life that sets him apart. And that's where the good shepherd idea, the theme, really comes from. And one of the things that he says here is a good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And he compares it with a hired man. In some other translations, they even call him a hireling. And a hired man is not one who has any stake in the shepherd in the sheep whatsoever. He's just been hired on to help to care for the sheep. He has no vested interest. For the shepherd, the sheep are his livelihood. If anything happens to the sheep, he loses his livelihood. For the hired man, he just loses his job and he can just go off and find something else to do. And that's where we see a qualitative difference. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, but a hired man leaves the sheep and runs away. And so one of the qualities that we see not only in our Lord, but need to see in those who represent him in the church, the shepherds of the church, the pastors, is the laying down his life for the sheep. And unfortunately, we have too many examples about hireling kinds of shepherds. These are guys that they just take on a church just to make money and to, you know, foster their own career. They have no vested interest in the life of the sheep. Jesus said that if you want to be a shepherd like I'm a shepherd, that qualitative goodness comes down to laying down your life. Are you willing to give yourself? And laying down your life can be two things. One, it can be protecting the sheep from predators. And so you actually do get in between the sheep and the predator, a wolf or whatever, where a hired man won't do that. He won't risk his life for the sheep because he's just paid perhaps by the hour or by the day. Now, a good shepherd can also lay down his life by his tending, his caring for, and the fact that he really pays attention to what the needs of the sheep are. He watches them carefully. If one of them goes astray, he goes after them. These are things that hired men don't do. And he works for pay, as Jesus teaches, and has no concern for the sheep. And then Jesus goes on to say again, I am the good shepherd. He says it again. And I know mine, and mine know me. One of the things of a true shepherd is they know their sheep. In fact, at night, all of the sheep from the village, no matter what shepherd has that sheep, all of the sheep go into a village sheep pen. And in the morning, when they are going back out into the fields, the shepherds will come to the gate of the sheep pen and will just begin calling out their sheep. And they have their own sing-song language. And the sheep that know that shepherd know the sound of his voice. And he knows who they are. He has probably even nicknames for some sheep, you know. And so there's this sorting that goes on in the sheep pen. And all of a sudden, as there's movement, these sheep come trotting out, the ones that know the sound of the shepherd's voice. And so that's the other thing about being a sheep, is that you know the master's voice. You know your shepherd's voice. For us who are the sheep in God's pasture, one of the things we have to do is to know the sound of the voice of the shepherd. How do we do that? Right where we are in Holy Scripture. As we read the Gospels and as we even read the epistles and the teachings applied by St. Paul, St. John, St. Peter, and others, we find the voice of Jesus even speaking again through the letters. But here, especially in the Gospels, we have the voice of Jesus. If we want to know what he sounds like, so that we know in our world when the things really sound like something that our shepherd wants us to do, we can fully know the voice of the shepherd. What's interesting, too, that he says, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. In other words, that there are other sheep. And here he's talking about the Gentiles. And so even though the shepherd's voice is known by the Jewish sheep, he also has other sheep that he is wanting to bring into the same fold. And these are the Gentile sheep. And as he continues to work out all of the other facets and ideas, he is doing it on the basis that there is one flock and one shepherd. Doesn't matter whether you're Jewish or Gentile, that one flock and one shepherd. And this became the mainstay, the thread of truth that was used in the launching of the early church. So, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I love the Good Shepherd passages. It's a wonderful theme every year to hear what the Lord wants to say to us through that particular part of John chapter 10, and giving us an idea of what the Good Shepherd's heart is all about. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.